Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's passage talks about a temple that was very much built and active and at work in Jesus' time. I'd like to focus on a passage that speaks about the temple, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. It's related. I think we're going to get there here today. But it says this. Paul says this question with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Let's talk about temples. Did you know that you're a temple? Have you thought of yourself as a temple? And what kind of temple are you constructing and building? To get to that question today, let's pause for a moment and realize how we got to where we are when Paul writes this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. There were some very famous temple builders described in the Bible and throughout history. The very first one, who built the first temple in the Bible? Does anyone know? Bible quiz. Who you got? Solomon. The wise and great Solomon. Now, Solomon was ordained by God to do this, and he was given the clear details of how to build this first temple. Solomon's temple was destroyed completely by King Nebuchadnezzar in the year 587. It was completely knocked down to the ground. We also know from Josephus, he was a Jewish historian in the first century, that temple was believed to be in existence for 470 years. Now, I know we got some mathematicians, so if you do the math on that, that means that Solomon's temple was built sometime around 1050 BC. I'm off by a couple of years, but I'm close enough. Solomon's temple was impressive during his time period. Now, nobody doubts its existence. We don't actually have any archaeological evidence. If you go there on a dig, there isn't any archaeological evidence for Solomon's original temple. However, there's no one that doubts that it existed. And it's clearly described in the Bible, the shape and size, and what it did. Some of the most impressive architects and some of the best materials were used on Solomon's temple. Products were brought in from the coast. But as I describe all this, and as impressive as the building was on the outside, remember this. What happened on the inside was awesome in Solomon's temple. You see, inside his temple was the Holy of Holies and the Ark of the Covenant. This was the place where God met people, and lives, I believe, from 1050 all the way to 587 were transformed in powerful ways. People were desiring forgiveness, and the sacrificial system was in place, and they left with their sins forgiven. People walked in isolated because of sin, and they walked out free of that sin, and mercy flowed. People came in with a lot of conflict, and you see, they were offered shalom. That's the word for peace. Lives were transformed. That's the first temple, Solomon's temple. Now let's fast forward a little bit to the temple that's described here in Mark chapter 13. Someone else built this temple. Does anyone know who was the main builder of this one described by Jesus and his disciples? Anybody? Who built this temple? I'm putting you on the spot. It was a king. King Herod built this temple. That's interesting. Herod, when he built this temple, was not so much ordained by God to do this. Herod wasn't in the situation as Solomon to build this temple. But let me tell you, on the outside, this temple was unrivaled on planet Earth. The greatest building on planet Earth. Think of this. The stones of Herod's building were 40 feet in length. That's double the size. Can you think about that? Let's say that's 15 feet. Double that. The stone, one piece. Some of the stones weighed 400 tons. This was not a building, actually. It was a set of buildings and a complex. Think Disneyland, okay? The city of Jerusalem was actually just a small little village. And Herod's temple, took up 1/4 of the city. Wow, a large complex. So when Jesus' disciples, did you read in the text, they come in and what do they say? They ooh and they ah, what magnificent, wonderful buildings and what fantastic stones are in place here. They're oohing and awing is the suggestion, this one disciple. But what we must remember about Herod's temple is that it wasn't so impressive on the inside. Because on the inside of that temple, there was a lot of economics and commercial activity and politicking. Instead of forgiveness having its way, in other words, people were staring at the structure like they were going to Disneyland and taking in all the sights. Instead of peace coming upon someone and surrounding them, people were politicking and trying to get votes. Instead of mercy having its way and people brought in from the, you know, brought in from the hurts that they were experiencing, you see, people were exchanging there in Herod's temple, exchanging money, making a buck or two. And you see what was happening is Herod's temple, lives were not transformed. Lives were transformed in Solomon's temple, not Herod's. So it doesn't surprise us as we come to this, our text here, it doesn't surprise us to hear Jesus say these words to his disciples. He essentially says, look at these buildings. These buildings, the day is coming when not two stones will be left standing on the other. And sure enough, in AD 70, Herod's temple was knocked down to the ground and was no more. God's presence was kind of broken when that happened because the temple was ended. At the end of the church year, here at Peace, for three Sundays, we focus on the end times. Let me suggest that it's actually a suggestion that there's going to be a reordering of things when Jesus comes again. It also reminds us that if we dedicate our lives to building things like Herod, it won't last. We can dedicate our lives to getting notoriety and being known out there so we can say that, boy, my bank account is excellent. I have significance now. Or we can try to get power by taking positions and think that now people will respect me and my life is worthy. We can try to prove ourselves right and everyone else wrong and try to get credit. But friends, that's Herod's way. That will not go forward. What will is what happened in Solomon's temple, where forgiveness flowed, where peace was offered, where mercy flowed.